Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location. Hi, I'm Dustin Hawkinsmith from Penn Live, and I've got your Penn State talking points for Wednesday, June 1st. On this edition, we're looking a little bit more closely at the five freshmen who arrived in January, enrolled in classes, and got their Penn State career started. They're listed on Penn State's roster. There still is a dozen players between incoming freshmen and transfer players, which is Damian Robinson from Maryland, still set to arrive here in about a week or so. But I wanted to take a closer look at the five guys who are now listed on Penn State's roster. We'll go in numerical order, starting with number five, Cam Miller. He's a four-star cornerback from Trinity Christian Academy in Florida, listed on Penn State's roster at 6 feet even and 175 pounds. He was versatile and impactful as a key player on Florida's on a state title team in Florida, a traditional Florida powerhouse in Trinity Christian Academy. Terry Smith, Penn State's assistant coach, who coaches cornerbacks, spoke glowingly of Cam Miller and thought he could play early when he spoke of him on National Signing Day. And you look at the body type, you look at the need at the cornerback position, not so much at the top end of Penn State's depth chart, but I think there is an open competition for those number five, number six type cornerback roles. And there is a precedent at Penn State to starting cornerbacks early in their careers, playing as true freshmen. Cam Miller has a shot to do that, even though he's arriving late in the game in May, didn't arrive in January. That cornerback's room could have an opening toward the bottom of the depth chart. He's got a collegiate build already. He did a lot of good things at Trinity Christian, including with the ball in his hands, good ball skills, could play on the ball, off the line of scrimmage, press, zone. He looks like he's a very versatile part of this Penn State defense and has a chance to play early in his career because of that. Look at number eight, Tyler Johnson. He's a three-star wide receiver prospect from Magna Vista High School in Virginia. He was described by his coach as being a hard-nosed player and a good leader. Like Cam Miller, he also is listed at 6 feet and 175 pounds. He's not the high-end straight-line burner you might look for at wide receiver. He's also not a giant physical specimen. He's just a player who knows how to play the game, looks like he plays with a little chip on his shoulder. Not the most highly regarded guy, so he might have a chance to be fueled by that early in his Penn State career as well. One area that I think looks pretty promising for him is his ability to make plays after the catch. I think that hunger as a player and his skill set to be able to plant his foot and get upfield in a hurry, to kind of know where he's going and why he's going there. There's a lot of good reason to believe that Tyler Johnson can exceed his recruiting ranking and can also make an impact in that short passing game. Number 13, Christian Driver. As I mentioned earlier this week, a little surprised that he was listed at cornerback. He was thought as a recruit coming out of Texas, a four-star, that he was either a wide receiver or a safety. The early thought on National Signing Day, listed as a defensive back, that he would be a safety to start out his Penn State career. He sees the game well. He's got good instincts for it. He's got a high football IQ. All of that should serve him well no matter what. But I think especially at the cornerback position where he's got to understand what wide receivers are doing, what opposing offenses are doing, how quarterbacks are making their reads, and be able to have the smarts and the athletic ability to be able to turn and mirror and get his hips involved. I think he probably needs a year or two to get stronger and faster, but I think he's got a very bright future. He's the son of former Green Bay Packers star Donald Driver, so he's got that NFL pedigree in his bloodlines, and you can see that in the way he plays the game. Very instinctive, and that should serve him well at Penn State. I think he just needs to get a little bit faster and a little bit quicker with his feet, not to mention really going through a year of technique at the cornerback position after not really playing there in his high school career. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Have questions? Visit us at Curaleaf.com or stop in to see us at any of our locations, including our new State College dispensary located at 1248 South Atherton Street. Let's talk medical marijuana and let our confidence become yours. Number 66 is Drew Shelton. He's a four-star offensive tackle from Downingtown West High School. Briefly spent some time at IMG Academy in Florida. He's listed at 6'5", 275 pounds. And I think as far as offensive linemen go, he's the total package and what you want in a tackle. Moves very well for that size at 6'5", 275. He's got power in his game. Looks like he's got some intangibles and some leadership, work ethic, all the stuff that you want behind the scenes, according to his previous coaches. He's got those things. Hard to believe that he'll be a year one factor. But I think 2023, depending on how this offensive line takes shape, he could be a factor then. Not common, especially at Penn State, for guys to really bloom as a redshirt freshman, which he presumably will be next season. But Drew Shelton offers some nice reasons to believe that he can. He was a key guy in this class, the highest rated offensive lineman on the board. Might have the versatility to play inside or outside. The end destination, I believe, just because of those big broad shoulders and the way that he's able to move, how athletic he is, I think he will be a tackle either on the left side or the right side. There could be an opening, at least one opening at right tackle if Caden Wallace moves on after the 2022 season. Last but not least is the punter, number 97, Alex Pichetta. He's the number one punter in America, the number eight place kicker, according to Cole's Kicking. He's got a huge leg and the ball jumps off his foot, according to his Cole scouting report. You also look at him at 6'2" and 205 pounds. He's got the whole package of athleticism and the kicking skills, both as a punter and a place kicker, to figure that he can make a year one push for that starting punting job. He's on campus now. You have Gabe Nwosu and Barney Amore both in the mix for the punting job. You have Jake Pinniger in all likelihood being the kicker. You also had Sander Sahadak look pretty good as a kicker in the blue-white game, so I'm not sure that Alex Pichetta will be asked to do any of that. You have Jordan Stout off to the NFL, so Penn State's reshuffling the deck at all those kicking spots. Alex Pichetta, not a big surprise if he comes in and presses early and is able to push for that starting job. As always, with punters and with freshmen, consistency will be key. We all know that on his best day, with his best punt, Alex Pichetta is the best punter, talent-wise, on Penn State's roster. He's going to have to show that again and again and build and establish trust with the Penn State coaching staff. That challenge will be on him as we get started here and go to training camp coming up in August. Thanks for tuning into this edition of the Blue White Breakdown. Be sure to check us out. Daily Penn State podcast from Penn Live. Those are anywhere you can download podcasts. Everything else we do, written, form, video, etc., available at pennlive.com/Penn State Football. And we'll see you next time here on the Blue White Breakdown. Welcome to Curaleaf, a medical marijuana dispensary. Whether you're a longtime patient or you're just getting acquainted with this incredible plant, Curaleaf of Pennsylvania is honored to guide you along your medical marijuana journey. Visit us soon at our new State College location.